Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're here once again on a Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. on the Let's Talk Truth broadcast. This is Lois Bullock, and I'm your host for the evening. And we're here today to talk about kindness. What does it take for kindness? And I'm sure everyone is familiar with the word kindness and how it affects the lives of others. But do we experience kindness on a general basis on every day in our as we go about our various places, from place to place during the day? Do we actually experience kindness, and do we offer kindness? Today we're going to talk about, has kindness taken a vacation? If kindness has taken a vacation, we want to talk about what has happened to kindness in the hearts of individuals. Do people show kindness toward others, or has kindness gone on vacation? Let's Talk Truth is going to explore why people aren't kind to one another, and is it a permanent condition? So we're asking everyone to join us for this few minutes that we're going to be on, where we're going to discuss different things, and we're going to send out the kindness police, and we're going to try to locate the kindness vacation spot. In other words, if kindness has gone on vacation, where is it housing itself? Because we know that kindness is an actual expression from one person to the other one. And we're here today, and we have Courtney here with us today. We have Shannon here with us today. So we're going to try to explore the word kindness. And we're going to ask whichever one of them wants to, what do you think kindness actually is?
Well, I think kindness is the ability to have compassion for someone that's not you. I mean, you know, kindness is having compassion for your fellow person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, showing, it's an verb, so it's showing something. It's kindness is love or charity. You know, you're doing something nice for someone or being nice to people.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that people are not being kind to one another? Do you absolutely maybe believe that people are under a lot of stress? Are there stressful conditions in a person's life that could alter their ability to be kind? Or do you think this is something, if you have kindness in you, you're going to display it whether you have adverse conditions or anything that's negative going on in your life? If you're kind, do you believe you're just going to absolutely be a kind person?
I believe certain aspects in life might make you unkind. But I believe a lot of the not being kindness is just people being selfish.
Okay. I think that people are being selfish as well, but I think it goes a little bit deeper than that. If you'll notice, people are in a bad, if people are in a bad mood, if they're in a bad mood, they want other people to be in a bad mood. And it's just like, I don't feel kind inside, I'm not going to be kind to anyone. Do you think that's the norm, or are there extenuating circumstances that make people not be able to display an act of kindness?
Okay. Yes, certain circumstances. Maybe the way they've been done over the years. A lot of times, this is how I feel. A lot of times, our lifestyles or whatever has happened to us has hardened us in some kind of way to make us not kind to people.
But don't you think this is something that, if you know this is going on, don't you think people have an obligation to change inside so that you don't make somebody else's life miserable? Or if someone is living in a miserable lifestyle, that your kindness could help pull them out of it?
Well, you know, misery loves company. And human nature, we hate. We are always in denial.
Okay.
So a lot of people that are mean inside, they don't think themselves as mean. They think of themselves, I'm just keeping it real. No, you got a lot of hell in you.
Yeah, and I think and I basically think that's what brings about the fact that we say kindness is on vacation, because if you don't know you're not being kind, is it that you don't know you're being kind, or you don't care that you're not being kind?
A little bit of both, but most of the time I'm thinking that you don't care.
Yeah, me too.
Because you say it doesn't affect me. I don't care. So what? What? What?
Yeah, you know. Act of kindness. An act of kindness can start. I used to drive like 34 miles or so to work down the freeway. One thing that really used to get me was when you're in traffic, why is it you don't want somebody to pull on the freeway in front of you? You know what I'm saying? You won't let a car in. That's being unkind. You're just going to drive and drive and say, for instance, there's an accident and people have to get over. Nobody likes to stop and let a person get over. You know, no one wants to let you in. And I think that is so horrible when you see somebody just shut somebody out of traffic. What do they think they're going to do? People just don't want to be kind and let a person in.
They don't want to wait.
And I think that is so horrible. They don't want to wait. And so we have to, you know, get down to what is going on in the heart of a person who doesn't have the ability to see that they need to be kind to someone else. And what are they, at the end of the day, how's it going to feel? How's that going to benefit you that you were so horrible you wouldn't let somebody, you wouldn't let somebody get in the traffic. You wouldn't slow down the flow of traffic just to let somebody come in. And so that's one thing that I've actually noticed as far as people, you know, being having certain acts of kindness. So what do you think?
You have to think that what I tend to think, okay, first of all, let me just say, I think kindness is a person looking beyond someone's faults and seeing their needs. That's what I think. Because it is someone who, like you mentioned, the traffic, that means they did something against you, like they tried to cut you off. and tried to do something to you so that offended you, so it makes you feel defensive. It makes you, your kindness run the other way. I think the world has been inundated with people who just believe they're entitled to things. So therefore, when you have experienced something continuously over and over, your kindness button doesn't work like it used to.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, we are operating in the flesh, and a lot of things people do. A lot of things people do, you know, are based on things they've been through.
Yeah.
So if you wonder why, I heard Courtney say a moment ago, people say, "I'm just keeping it real." Well, it's because when you're kind to someone, you don't point out the obvious things on them. You know, if you know someone is a liar, you don't just every time they talk and say, "You lying." You know, why you lying? That's keeping it real to, you know, most people. But at the same token, is that really going to change that person from lying?
No. You know, and this is another thing, too, that I have a problem with when we're talking about kindness. What is keeping it real? Now, I look at a lot of people, and there are a lot of people who use that to maybe stop them from being, if you want to say, we're going to, you know, we're talking about kindness, that stops the person from being kind. But who are these people measuring their thoughts and their actions to? And before you answer that, think about this, and I want to say this because I said it at the beginning of every show. I'm not here to preach to anybody, but our show is called Let's Talk Truth, so we're going to tell the truth. We have to put the word of God in it. It has to be because God is the only one that has the truth. And so when we're talking about being kind and somebody, well, I'm just keeping it real, you're not keeping it real because your action should not be measured by your thoughts because you don't have any thoughts. You don't have any righteousness. You don't have anything that's kind and good. So what are we measuring? What is our measuring stick for I'm just keeping it real? I think that's a person throwing about their opinion.
No. Keeping it real is disguised as something that's supposed to be great. But really what it is brutal honesty.
Okay.
It has no compassion in the honesty. For example, if you know, if someone does is sit up and talk about somebody,
mm-hmm.
let's just say you always have cabinets with girls. So
mm-hmm.
let's say all your friend does talk about your other friend. That's all they do. But has she ever stopped to look at what she's doing wrong? People are so quick to say, this person right here is a liar, this person does this, but what do you lie about? What do you do? Because it doesn't, you feel like every person feels like they're entitled, so them telling a truth on someone else means they're keeping it real. But to me, keeping it real is keeping it real with yourself. Know your own faults and your downfalls. Don't make it such a big deal about someone else because at the end of the day, if you're not being kind to that person, remember, your attributes and actions and things that are not so favorable will begin to do other people the same way that person did you.
And you said something a minute ago, and I think it should absolutely make us stop and think. Keeping it real has to do with what's the right thing to do and not with what I think at the moment. Because, you know, I can think it's okay for me to do a lot of different things, but is that a right thing to do? So we really need to stop with the keeping it real thing because keeping it real only means it's real for you, but it's not real overall. It's not going to help something that's overall.
Keeping it real with you.
Yeah, that's the thing, keeping it real with everybody else,
but they can't take it. We could keep it real with them, like you said.
A lot of people like to not be kind and, you know, like Channel said, keeping it real. But when you do them that way, it hurts their feelings.
It hurts their feelings.
So what we're doing is we're not giving a care of how somebody else is feeling. Kind of like the thing they're saying, people don't talk to cops when your house is broken into, but when their house gets broken into, they want people to
Somebody say something. You saw
something. Yeah, that's how people feel about kindness. Long as it, you know, as long as it's not affecting them, they're not going to be kind. But people want to, for people to be kind to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe that if you want that to be to happen, then you need to be kind to people. I've seen people, mean folks, go out to eat, and the person could be nice, and they'll berate them right off the bat. But then if you go and get that same that service and they do you like that, you ready to call the manager and all this kind of
stuff.
They
only
want to be kind and for convenience.
Right. I have an example. Like, I remember one day my kitchen caught on fire. Like, the stove caught on fire. It burned, and I never forget, I wasn't panicking. There was two other people there, and they began to run out the house with no shoes on. I took my time, got my shoes on, and grabbed my phone, and I was like, I need to call somebody, and if something bad, you know, really bad happens. And I remember walking out the door, and they had us out in the street away from the house in case something blew or anything else, or if I was in the wall. And I remember the lady right across the street from me, she just kind of stood in her yard, her and her family, grown kids, stood in the yard and just kind of looked. Didn't ask, was everything okay, this and that, but waited to ask another neighbor down the street later on, was everything okay. And then after this situation was over, months later, came over and, girl, I saw that y'all had the fire truck out here. What happened? It wasn't a means of her trying to be kind, because if she wanted to see what was going on with me, she would have asked at that moment when she's standing there in the yard. She wasn't being kind at all. Her initial thing was to be nosy and find out what was going on. Because me, a kind person, you see somebody needing something at that moment, boom, you do it.
Well, you know, that could be, and that could have been her reason. And then perhaps she was thinking that she didn't want to disturb you at that moment. You might have been upset at that moment. So a lot of people don't run across and say, oh, well, what happened? What went on? Because they think you're going through something right at that moment, and they don't do anything. Now, I'm not saying that was her case.
Oh, no, it wasn't, because we had a water moccasin in the neighborhood. It was on my front porch. And the inspector said, hey, I saw that water moccasin on your front porch, and it ran through your yard. I almost went over there to see if I could run it up with my car, but I didn't. Okay, next 2 days, that same water moccasin was on her front porch. And I said, I saw that water moccasin on your front porch. I started to see if I could, you know, kill it while it was out there, but I thought, why didn't you do something about it? See, the thing is, people want to say their truth. They want to be able to say what they want to say and do what they want to do and think people are not going to say anything back to them. So when people are being unkind or meet you with an attitude or meet you with some type of behavior and they're met with that same behavior, they can't take it. Because I'm a firm believer, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And if you put it out there, it's going to come back.
Yeah, but it's going to come back. I just try to make sure I'm not the one to give it back. I've learned something, and I try to encourage all of the young people that's in the church that I attend and my kids and everything to, we have adopted the word ARK, A-R-K, and that means acts of random kindness. What I say to them, do an act of random kindness at least once a week. And I promise you, you know, you hear people say all of the time that what you put out there is going to come back to you. And you also hear people say if you look for something, you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've learned that to be so true. Because if you look for opportunities, to be kind to someone. And you have to look for those opportunities. You just can't, because those are opportunities not going to come and box you in the face. You're going to have to absolutely look for those opportunities to do an act of random kindness. But if you look for those opportunities, you will absolutely find them. I remember years ago, I was on my way to work, and I stopped at a grocery store because I wanted to buy something from someone. And when I stopped, there was only one cashier open because it was relatively early, and it was absolutely, I was just in a hurry to get to work. And when I did that, I was behind a lady who had a lot of stuff. And I mean, I was just fussing. I was just going on and on and on. I was like, oh my God, she really needs to hurry up so that I can get out of here. I need to get to work and I need to get, I was just absolutely just rambling on and on within myself. Well, finally the lady got her last item, rung it up, and she told the cashier, she said, go ahead and add this lady's stuff to my bill. And this, and I think she did like three of us behind her. And I was so ashamed of how I had reacted
right
to her that she paid for my stuff that day. And I was just so embarrassed because I had within myself, you know, talked about her really bad.
Well,
and that was my first kind of experience with somebody doing something kind for me.
Right. But the thing about it is, luckily, you're a little bit different in the fact that your immediate disdain for that person was within.
Yes.
You didn't verbalize it. Today's age, everybody feels they have to I can say that because I do. I feel if I think it was, I don't feel, it just happens. If I think it just rolls right out with no regard for whomever is hidden. But the difference between me and most people, if you say something to me, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'm going to get swallowed too if it's something hidden right at me or if I feel I'm against what you're saying. If I don't agree with it, I'll be upset. But me, if I say something to someone, I expect that they will say something back to me. But the difference between me and everyone else, they don't expect that. They feel they can say their what they consider to be truth in their mind. This is what's happening. This is what I feel. This is what's going on. And then when someone says something back to them, well, how dare you say that to me? Well, you just said it's me.
I know. But still, we have to be different. And that's how we're talking about now is kindness on vacation. Because there are so mm-hmm. many people out there that's not being kind on a day-to-day basis. Every morning, I have a tendency to stop at this one little donut shop.
Mm-hmm.
And know before you guys start thinking, I'm not in there eating donuts. I go in there to buy something for my granddaughter on the way to school. Now, you find so many opportunities right there in that donut shop, and I'm going to tell you how you look for them. There are little boys who come in there.
Walking to school.
They're walking to school. They only have like $1.50. And normally the money almost always belonged to one boy. And the other kid is depending on that one to share. And you see them trying to put their little heads together. We can get six donuts and this and that and this. So it's just always that happens to me. So I take that opportunity to bless somebody. So I'll ask the one with the money, how much money do you have? And they'll say, I have $2. And I said, well, what are you going to buy? Well, I wanted a pig and a blanket and this and that. And the other little boy said, he was going to buy me one. And I'll tell him, well, I tell you what, I got $2 for you, and you let him buy with his $2. Their little eyes light up. And, I mean, they, man, they go off from there. They get their little pigs and a blanket, whatever they're going to get, and I pay for it, and they go on about their business.
Because people aren't. They aren't used to that. Kids nowadays aren't used to kind things.
And
they're used to attitude.
Not used to doing kind things.
Nope.
People nowadays, they're unkind to people.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand if someone does something to you. You know, and I'm not justifying being unkind. I can understand someone that has directly did something to you to be unkind.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, why are you being unkind to that person? Well, they someone, have they directly slapped you, hurt you, caused you to have no money or anything? Well, no, then why are you unkind? You're just a mean person.
Exactly. Another thing that I've started doing, if I go through the drive-through, I can do it at McDonald's, Jack in the Box, wherever I go through. And when I get up to the window, by the time I get to the window to pay for my stuff, the car has ordered behind me. And I look in my mirror and I get this feeling, you know, okay, do it for this car. And I'll ask the lady at the window, how much is the ticket in the car behind me? And they look at me and they go, oh, it's so-and-so-and-so. I said, well, let me pay. I'm going to pay for theirs as well as mine.
Now, let me explain to you.
Hold on. And they always ask me, do you know those people? No, I don't know them. And I said, all you're required to do when they drive up is to say it's paid for. You know, I said, you don't have to say anything else. No, I don't know those people. I'm not out there trying to know these people. I want to bless them.
Right.
And the only thing that I do pray for when I do that is that the person in the window will be honest.
That's the point I wanted to make. You know, sometimes kindness takes a back seat, like I said earlier, due to situation. If you have been swindled, you know, what's the saying, hoodwinked and bamboozled,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have a tendency to be like, okay, if I do that, how do I know this person's going to follow through with that? There are certain scenarios and things that people avoid doing things of that nature because you have to have another key component. It's different if you can do it yourself and you're in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not in control of everything, and I know for me, it's like that because I've been swindled so many times by trying to help people, you know, the lady on the street, because I didn't know what a crackhead, you know, what they were, you know. I thought they were all winos. That was my thing. Everybody who was on the street was a wino. That's what I knew, winos. And, you know, this lady gave me her soft story, you know, her children in the hotel. She knew this. And I had $10. I gave her $5. And then when I turned around, I ended up having to go back to the store. She was up there saying the same story. And all she needed was the $5, right? She was still up there. And it made me so upset. I let that go. Another gentleman had his old rickety mother. When I say old and rickety, I mean like she was like 120 times thin.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting in the car. My mother's having cancer treatments. I need, you know, my alternator belt broke or something kind of belt, he said. My car won't start. I'm trying to get this part and things like that. And I was like, oh, my God. And I'm listening to this little old lady in the front seat, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, that was my mom. I said, sir, you know, don't worry about it. I said, how much is the part? It's going to cost me $25. You don't have to ask anyone. I'm going to give it to you. 2 weeks later, the same guy with the same little raggedy piece of belt from something that he found somewhere is out there asking, you know, excuse me. And I looked at him like, you should remember my face. I gave you $25.
No, they don't remember.
And I looked at him and I was like, are you serious? From that point on, it's hard for me.
Well, this is something that
it's very hard for me.
This is something that I think we all need to look at. First of all, we should just give it and not worry about what they're going to do. It's your intent for giving,
right,
that you're blessed from.
And I did
but
that, but when I came
blessed,
back and saw
it doesn't matter
line.
What it doesn't matter what you see. You gave it for good. So this is why you have things that come back on you like that, is to stop you from being kind. But you cannot let stuff like that deter you from helping people, because if you did, you would never help anybody. And I think that if you're kind of selective in your opportunities, like I said, if you look for those opportunities, God will absolutely show you different opportunities, and they're not going to be any false people looking around. and, you know, that's standing out there waiting for your help. But it's always good to be kind. And I don't care what goes on after your act of kindness. I believe somewhere down the line, God uses that one act to change a person's life.
You know, I mean, I know you, for folks who just, you know, God. I say, okay, let's, if you don't want to talk about God, let's do, what does being kind to a person do to you? I mean, what negative effect does it have? I've been kind to people who I've known have talked about me and my faith.
Of course.
I've been kind to people who lied about, you know, lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all this kind of stuff. I've been kind to them. And I could say, I know that you said this on this day. I know that you called my mama a dog, my sister, you know, the B word, or
mm-hmm.
and they don't know how I could snap on them and hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm kind. You can be kind, but not gullible.
Yeah, but then people who do you bad.
And I think that's when
people
you
that do
really
you
be
bad.
Kind.
That's when you really should be kind.
But yeah, because the average person asks, but the person who does you, who has done you dirty and you kind to, I mean, and
that's scripture.
That's what you're supposed. You look at them and it's like, and they know that they doing. They know they talk about
they've
you.
They've done you bad.
Cause I'm a, my thing of it is like this. If somebody says, you know, I'm like this, but I don't do it a lot. Cause I'm a firm believer. If somebody said, you know, so and so get, you know, said this. I bring all both of us, all three of us together and say, so you said this?
Mm-hmm, but
you know, that's how I used to be. But,
yeah,
see,
but
that's,
now
that's how
you just
you
let it
people
go.
And yes, kindness nowadays, nobody wants to be kind no more.
Because, and that's what I was asking you, is it because you just don't care?
For self.
Or
everybody's for self.
Is it,
I got to get mine. And they have that self mentality. I want people to do. I want people to treat me right. But me treating people right, I'm gonna treat people however I want to, and they gonna like it. And I don't care if they get mad. You know, people say, I don't care if they get mad. I'm gonna tell them anyway.
Yeah. And that's another thing too. Kindness. When it's tough. When we're talking about a person. You know. Yeah. What you may say about a person may be true, as you measure truth, you know, because you might say, well, I know she's fat, so I'm just going to tell her she's fat. But that's, what are you basing that on? So you would rather hurt somebody's heart with the idea in mind that you're telling the truth, and you're actually just being unkind.
And where does it get you?
Nowhere.
Because I'm telling you, for everybody who's always trying to do somebody wrong, and be unkind to them, and try to be mean, gonna
mm-hmm.
come a point in time that it just don't happen because of the grace of God. Somebody is either gonna hurt them real bad, or they are gonna get in a bind where they gonna have to, the same person that they were being mean to, they gonna have to help them.
Exactly. So we find unkindness everywhere. It's in our travel. When we travel, it's on our jobs. There, when we go out to dinner, it's in everyday passing. People tell me all the time, well, my family does, tell me all the time, you too friendly. I want to be friendly. I don't ever know what I say something to somebody, if it's going to make their day. It may stop them from committing suicide. You don't know. So I'm a friendly person, and sometimes people don't want you to be friendly. And I just say, well, maybe you'll be in a better mood tomorrow. But I'm not going to let that stop me from being kind and, you know, for really showing a person that you don't have to be mean. Because I promise you, a person who is not kind, their health fails them easy. Have y'all ever noticed that? That a person who is unkind, mean, and surly all the time, their health doesn't do very well. So, don't you think?
Yeah. That's all that hate all up in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's hell that's up in them. It breaks your body down. Because you cannot focus on being one thing that's negative and not have no adverse effects of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even signs. You gotta put.
It's gotta be some joy. It's gotta be
because
some
that's
laughter.
How you see it all moving, all you know, and everybody's happy. They going on. They might have ailments, but they going on. You the one you know, because you got that hell in you. You need to get it out of you and be kind to people more.
Absolutely.
And then when you get on your deathbed, you don't want them nurses to be kind to you. Well, they just shoving needles up into you and not talking. This won't hurt a little bit. Just turn over. Damn. Hitting you with that needle. You're like, oh, it hurt. Well, you was not kind to nobody, so don't expect nobody to be kind to you.
Well, I don't think people really think about it in those terms. And shopping. We're coming up to the holidays. People are out shopping. Even the people in the stores aren't kind. They are mean and snappy. I was in a store today, and I promise you, there were three young women. I know worked at the place, but they were sitting around in the electronics section just talking. Well, I needed some help, so I walked up to one of them and said, could you please unlock this? I want this particular item. Oh, we're not. We're at lunch. Well, you have to wait and get somebody else. We're already at lunch. Well, if you're at lunch, why are you over there talking and running your mouth for 30 minutes?
And see, that's one thing. If people don't understand, if you are dealing with people on a daily basis, on a job or something like that, and you're interacting with the public on a daily basis, if you're not a kind person, you should not be doing those jobs because you're gonna always be on the defensive every day. You're gonna always put someone in a bad mood, a customer or a client or something. You can always make them put them in a bad mood because you're not kind. And if you're working that, and the people that's out there and listening to this, if you're working somewhere where the public is and you're not kind, quit. It would be better for you to do that.
Yeah.
Because people are already having enough things on their plate. And when they come to you, this is where we get all this bad stuff in the media happening because of people not being kind to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, you know, bullying, talking about people, just disrupting people, and then you see little Billy go and start hurting folks because of them not being, because of people being mean and not being kind. Kindness goes a long way. You can attract more people being kind than you can
being ruthless, being mean.
Being mean because people say, I don't want to deal with them, and then you don't. Can you then when you want people to do stuff for you, they don't want to do it for you because you're mean.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be around that.
That's right. I agree. So, you know, we just have to understand that being kind is just a number one condition that we need to wrap our arms around and to, you know, just embrace it. Dijon, I'm glad you could stop by the studio. Do you want to offer anything on kindness? Do you think that kindness has taken a vacation, that people don't have kindness in their hearts anymore?
It has taken a very long vacation. Kindness doesn't happen anymore, not all. I mean, there's some kindness going on, but there's not a whole lot to where people recognize.
I agree. And it kind of pains me that a person just look like they just want to hurt another person's heart, and it seems like that makes them feel important.
Because you're better.
Yeah, that's what we, you know. But that's horrible that people feel that way, and it causes them to, you know, be mean or hateful or ornery to some or to some people. Okay, Shannon, do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, basically, everything that we're saying makes sense, and I can say that because most of it applies to me. I've been misconstrued as being unkind.
Not you, Shannon.
Yes, me.
OMG.
But I think that I don't say let's keep it real or anything like that. I never attack anyone. I let them, if they do something, if someone does something to me, my nature, my fleshly nature says to retaliate if I have to tell them about the death. But I see where that will lead because it's nothing but a never-ending cycle. Because if I never show that person I can be kind, they'll never be exposed to it because obviously they haven't been because they don't know what it's about.
Exactly.
So difficult as it is for me to say, my mother always tells me you can catch more flies with honey than you can with soup. So, yeah, I've been
kidding.
But at the same token, it doesn't hurt. And if people try to be more kind during the holiday season, oh, it's the holiday season, oh, it's this, oh, it's that, oh, it's this. You know, a lot of things boil down to common sense and caring about how another person feels. Because if everyone really thought about it, at some point in time in everyone's life, someone has made them feel, what's the slang people use nowadays, some type of way, made them feel some type of way. And if you think about that feeling that you felt, I don't think you want to impose that upon someone else.
Exactly. I was trying to think. There's a country and western song, and I think it has a lot to do with kindness. Who sings that song? Oh, Lambert. What's her name? Some of you guys are going to find it after this show is over so we can listen to it. But it's a country and western song. And it talks about everything being kind. But you'll find that to have kindness and to project kindness, that's a good feeling. Don't y'all think it's a good feeling?
Yeah.
Actually, when you do something good for someone and you're just genuine, kind,
it does make you feel
good. Makes you happy the whole day. You just, like, you're on cloud nine. It's like a
it brings about
like a drug.
Yeah. It's like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're like, yay. Because you see someone else smile or something. You know, you're changing something in the world. You know, you are part of something better. You know, everybody should want to be a part of something better, something greater.
Right. Hashtag kindness.
Yeah, than just drama.
No.
You know, I want my name attached. I always say when I die or something like that, I want my name attached to something great. He was a good man. I don't want nobody saying Courtney was just mean and surly and not kind. I want him to, you know, them to say, he was a kind person. I mean, I want like scriptures after me or something like that. I don't want to be just the average person. You know what I'm saying? I want to be great.
Okay, I looked this up while you guys were talking. It's Miranda Lambert, and she has a song that's called "All Kinds of Kind."
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that song, I've never listened to those words, but do you think it has anything to do with being kind?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, I just know she's married to the guy from The Voice. Blake Shelton, that's his name. Woo!
Yeah.
He had a blonde moment right there.
See, she's got all kinds of kind, living the dream kind, brother's kind.
Well, either way, I mean, it's a kindness period. Whether it's a song, it really shouldn't have to be no song about it. It should be something that's innately coming from who we are.
Exactly. Because it really is part two. You know, it's really hard to understand. I can't understand how people cannot be kind. I just can't do it.
There are several reasons why people can't be kind.
Mm-hmm.
It could be situations that have made them that way, like I said earlier. Or it could be some people just fall full of hell. They're unhappy in their own lives. They're unhappy with everything that they do. They're not where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
So versus having the focal point be on them, you have to point and say what everybody else is doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at that girl, see, you're not noticing that my eyes are crossed. It's just, it's, you know, it's like, look at the right hand, see what the left hand is doing. It's that deflective thing. You know, I'm going to be hateful to everyone. I'm going to bring up what everyone has wrong with them because I am unhappy with me. I don't like where I am. And people can't admit that. People can't look at themselves and say, let me analyze this and see why I'm feeling this way out of the blue. Just out of the blue. Now, if someone does something to you, I know it's not right, but I can see it because, you know, that's not my problem. But just people who just are born that way, just wake up. Like, I don't wake up every day like, I'm just going to raise hell today. I'm going to find something that just ticks me off the high heaven because that's what I love to do. No, I wake up saying I want to have a great day. I want to smile all day. I want to be loving. You know, time, it just generally doesn't pan out that way. But nevertheless, that's all I see.
And I think that in order for us to really be kind, we have to...
Not to provoke nobody to race.
You have to want to be. Do you know you have to want to be kind? Because if you don't, you'll be easily knocked off kilter. Am I right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't want to be, something is definitely going to come against you where it will not let you be kind, and you don't want to be kind. But if you... just make up in your mind, this is what I'm going to do and this is what I'm going to be, then it's nothing hard about it.
And for the folks that, you know, don't feel like they need to be kind, my advice is don't look for no one to be kind to you. I mean, as bad as it may seem, but don't expect it if you're not going to give it. It needs to be reciprocated. And if you don't want it, and if you're not giving it back, what do you think? You're not going to get it.
But, you know, a lot of people that's not kind, you know what they say? I don't care if no one's kind to me.
They do.
I don't really care. They can be as mean as they want to.
I hate when people say that. I don't care what people think. In actuality, you do. And it's going to show in your life. I don't care if nobody don't treat me right. Yeah, right. Then if you wouldn't, when you go to the store and somebody just walks off, no, they didn't just walk off. I'm going to go, you're caring. Or when somebody flips you off and you react, you just cared what that person do. Everybody cares about something. And if you don't care, something's going to come up to make you care about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be real damaging. And so, you know, we as people need to get that. We're not that hard up. You know, our feelings are not just that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be, okay, everybody says, oh, I never do this, I never do that. And people say never.
Of
because something's going to come up to make you do the very thing you say you won't do. Something will come up. So that's why I thank God that I'm never on drugs, you know, that I was never on drugs and all of that kind of stuff. You know, I could have been.
Of course.
You know, but by the grace of God, I was. But that's why I don't look down on nobody, you know, oh, my God, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but being kind doesn't hurt nobody. It doesn't hurt nobody. You know, it doesn't hurt a soul. Being kind.
No,
all it does is add joy to a soul. It takes nothing away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It takes nothing away from your time. Because if you have it, being kind is saying good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Being kind is, oh, you dropped that. Let me get that for you. That's being kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going out your way. Miss, let me hold that basket. You know, or let me get that basket for you. That's being kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not taking nothing from you.
Exactly.
But being mean is taking something from you because it's taking your help, putting you on a path for somebody that either hurt you
mm-hmm.
or do you dirty. And the same, you know, I'm going to be mean. And then you're going to go somewhere, you're going to get your money stole, you're going to have something, or you're going to fall down and like, is somebody going to help me? I broke my leg. And people just going to walk over you like, well, buddy, tough. Deal with it. Rub some dirt on it and keep on going.
You're right. You are so absolutely right. So what do you think it's going to take for society as a whole to bring kindness back, to put it out there on the forefront? What do you think one thing has to happen? If you could pinpoint one thing that had to happen, what do you think that one thing will be?
For everybody to start being kind.
Mm-hmm.
Some calamity.
You think people will do it then?
It hasn't. Remember on 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
When 9/11 happened and those airplanes hit,
mm-hmm.
Ku Klux Klan and Black Panthers were loving each other, holding each other, coddling each other, you know,
mm-hmm.
looking in each other's eyes saying, you know, love you, man. Let's put down this hate. That's the only way people come together. I guarantee we'd be kind to each other if money just stopped being the valuable. You know, it needs to be something like this. Something dramatic has to happen for everybody to get on the kindness. Other than that, with each other all the day long.
Oh, my God, but that's a miserable existence, don't you think?
Yeah. That is. That's showing what we are as a human race.
Mm-hmm.
That's showing where we have went from to where we are now. People thinking that, see, in actuality, people are thinking that we are advancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in technology. But in manners, we're regressing.
Because it seems like the more technology we have,
the smarter we get. Oh, I know everything. You know, and when we get into that, I know
we
then
don't
the kindness goes. It kindness goes out, and then we all isolate each other. So if we're all isolated, what do we need to be kind about?
That is so horrible.
Nobody, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you really look at us, we are the most our technology has advanced so far. We are an advanced race of people. But yet our manners and common sense, we have lost them. At the door, they said, it's like they said, what do you want to do? Do you want to be kind or do you want to be smart? Or everybody that's smart, check your kindness at the door. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
And then everybody's in here. And people might disagree with me, but I can you point to me how you disagree. And I can show you how I can back up my claim.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said something, and that is so profound, and I don't know if people have ever thought about it, that we have actually lost ourselves, yet we have gained knowledge, but no wisdom with it.
And
we've lost everything that really mattered.
In the old days, before I was born,
mm-hmm.
in the 40s and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
when you know, I'm just saying for blacks because that's what I am and my mom is, they used to say how the neighbors and stuff, yeah, they used to share their food with the neighbors and
mm-hmm.
do all of that kind of stuff. That does not, it happens. People
rarely.
Say it does happen, majority, in the minority. The majority is people give two craps about their neighbors. Now, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when it was a struggle, everybody pulled together. Now no one wants to pull together. So you can attribute that to us being wiser but weaker.
Mm-hmm.
As more and more generations happen, and we're getting wiser and weaker, and it's taken away from our kindness.
I agree with that. Is really something, and I think that we need to really address that, and more of our leaders need to be aware of what you just said, because I had never thought about it on those terms, but it's absolutely true.
That's true, because if you think about it, in my day, when we had recess, we went outside to play. Like, we went outside,
mm-hmm.
which caused you to interact with people. People don't believe that. It caused you to interact. But when your child turns 5,
mm-hmm.
you get them an iPhone, they're in that phone all day. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to interact. It's easy to text someone and do that. That's why a lot of arguments and things happen, because people don't communicate with one another. So you don't know how to treat or behave as far as being kind or indifferent or whatever the case may be with anyone. You have no choice but to have an attitude, because if you think about it, we're living in flesh. We're bound to take everything wrong. I can send a text not meaning any harm, but it can come across that I'm being rude. That person's going to automatically be on the defensive. We don't know how to be kind because we are not interacting as human beings. We don't. We don't look at the other person as, this is another person. If I cut them, they bleed. People don't, it's no need for it. It's just to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be, except for at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And that is so sad. So we really need to try to interact. And we have 2 minutes left. And I really appreciate you guys coming on the broadcast with me tonight. And all three of you, Dijon, Courtney, Shannon, I really appreciate you guys. And I really thank you that I try to make sure that all of my shows are thought-provoking. And this has really provoked a thought in me, because you know how you know something is wrong, but you just can't put your finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have sort of kind of opened up my eyes a bit, because when Courtney said we're so advanced in technology, we've checked our human side, mm-hmm. our kindness. We've checked that at the door, and we don't use it anymore. We've gotten to a point where we really don't care.
No compassion.
About another,
no,
one
no,
another.
No compassion. Only at Christmas do you care about that hungry child.
So that means at Christmas you're really not caring. You're just doing it.
It's just a habit. It's something that's programmed.
Yes.
It's like, most people say, you don't may not need salt in your food, but if you're addicted to just sprinkling salt, you're going to sprinkle it on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just become a habit.
Oh, that is so, I really thank y'all for being here, and I wonder how many people at Christmas time is absolutely going to maybe invite a family over that they don't know and let them sit down at the table and eat with them, you know? We're going to have to do something different, but anyway, we've talked this evening about has kindness taken a vacation. I really do believe that it has, and we talked about some ways that we can get it back within people to operating. And I just thank everybody for that. If you need to write me on Let's Talk Truth, you can do it by writing or emailing to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And that's Let's without the apostrophe, but just LETSTALKTRUTH. 333@yahoo.com. Write me with your concerns. If you want to disagree with me, fine. If you want to encourage me by agreeing or offering some other bit of advice to me, I would most definitely appreciate it. And we're down to just a few seconds. So I want to say this. This has been Let's Talk Truth, and we'll see you this time next week. Lois Bullock here, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.